If you shop at Metro, you might have noticed some changes lately. Not everywhere, but at some stores in the city, if you walk into the produce aisle, you see a gaping hole, a row of shelves sitting empty, and slips of paper explaining that the cause is a labor dispute. That's because across town, workers at Laval's Fruit and Vegetable Distribution Center have been on general strike. And last week, Quebec's labor tribunal found that the grocery store giant broke the province's labor rules through its use of scab labor to keep produce on shelves. Joining me now to discuss the tribunal's ruling and the ins and outs of the strike is Frédéric Gervais, vice president of the Metro Richelieu CSN United Grocers Workers Union, which represents some 550 employees of the Metro Laval Distribution Center and the company's head office in Montreal, as well as the drivers at a warehouse in Rivière-des-Prairies. Frédéric, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Thank you for having me.
So, we just learned that the Labor Tribunal has found Metro in violation of Quebec labor law through scabbing. Just what are we talking about here? How much work has been brought in from outside? How long? Can you give me the rundown?
Okay, so the Ministère du Travail sent in two inspectors into two different sectors of ours. The first sector being the warehouse, where as you mentioned before, we have 450 workers that are on strike. That's the warehouse that's responsible for distributing fruits and vegetables across the province of Quebec for Super C's, Metro's, and Adonis grocery stores. And it was found that the employer used through different various entities, whether it's through agencies, whether it's through management that's not allowed to do the work that we're doing the work, whether it's bypassing certain exceptions that are in the law, in the scab law, to prevent scab workers from working for fresh fruits and vegetables. There's certain exceptions to those because we're talking about products that can go bad relatively quickly. But the employer unfortunately overstepped his boundaries and didn't respect the law in that case. And in the second instance, it's in our transportation sector where we have around 40 truck drivers that are on strike right now. The employer illegally used scab workers to do, let's say, extra runs that they weren't allowed to do. So the Ministère du Travail will give them a certain leeway. They took that leeway and then they took a little bit more. So they got caught.
Can you tell me more about why are workers on strike? What are you guys asking for here?
So our strike started on March 30th. Our collective bargaining agreement expired on September 19th, 2025. We've been negotiating with the employer in what was for a long time a good negotiation. We started negotiating in December. Money is the main issue. It's always salaries and cost of living have exploded, whether it's cost of living, cost of getting an apartment, cost of getting a mortgage, whether it's your groceries from our own, our own employer. Groceries have gone up 30%. And meanwhile, the workers' salaries during the work contract from 2020 to 2025, our salaries went up 11% over those 5 years. So our power of purchase has taken a significant hit. We have families of four, let's say two adults and two kids who can't make ends meet on the salaries that we have. And our salaries start at approximately $20 an hour for people who are just hired and can go up to $34 an hour. But even then, at that point, making $30 an hour in today's world, if you're a family of four, it's incredibly difficult to make ends meet if your mortgage has doubled, tripled, if your rent has doubled. So yes, some salaries are the main issue.
Yeah, and just to make sure I'm hitting this, what are you asking for in terms of dollars and cents here?
So what we were asking for was a four-year deal. Well, originally we had a three-year deal. We moved off that. We moved closer to a four-year deal. The employer moved, he had a 7-year deal and he eventually moved to 6. So hopefully we can come to an agreement soon on that. And we were asking for in the first year. So we estimate that we lost 12% of buying power and cost of living hit over the last 5 years. So we're asking the employer make up that 12%. And they agree with us that there's a certain amount of money that we lost over that time. They don't agree on that amount. So we're asking for 12% for that. And then for the next 4 years of our collective bargaining agreement, we were asking for 8% in the first year. We're asking for 4.25% in the second, third, and fourth year.
you know, now we have this decision on your side from the labor tribunal that, you know, the kind of work they were doing to soften the blow of this strike, you know, Quebec has said that's illegal, you got to stop. You know, how does that change the trajectory of what you're hoping for, the impact you're hoping to have with this labor action going forward?
Well, we hope the employer takes it seriously. Like there's fines that come into this motion, into this decision from South Slovak. But at the same time as well, it's also, look, the employer came out in the media and said that they play by the rules. And 4 hours later, there's this damning report by the Minister of Travail. So what we're telling them is, listen, we want to seriously negotiate. We understand you don't want to pay us, but we will keep fighting to make sure that we have a decent life, that we can have a decent wage. So that's the message. We're at that negotiating table. We're going to negotiate tomorrow. We're going to negotiate Friday. And we're available and willing and want to find a solution to this problem.
Frederick Gervais, thanks for coming on CKUT. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.